This is episode 79.
Welcome to the Ultimate Deck Podcast.
Ultimate Deck Podcast.
Helping you keep your finger firmly pressed on the decking industry, the people in it, and the information you need to master the backyard. And now, host of the Ultimate Deck Podcast, Shane Chapman.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ultimate Deck Podcast. Loving today. It was a big day in the store for us. And how are you doing? You got a big smile on your face. What are you thinking?
I had a big yawn.
Big yawn there right at the start of the podcast? Yeah. Well, don't let me stop you. I'll wake you up when I need your
input.
Don't
they say yawning is a lack of oxygen? That's why you yawn.
I've seen a lot of theories as to why people yawn. I don't know if they even know that one yet.
That's what I heard.
Anyway, we're here today. We're playing a little game on Instagram. We're live on Instagram right now. We have given people the challenge of taking any band name and changing one letter to make that band name's name funny or whatever. And so far we've got Muff Daddy. That's a pretty good one. We've got Alice Pooper. We have Dumb 41, Great Big D. Which that one still gets me.
So Jace did.
And Jace just threw in Geezer, which I thought was pretty clever too.
That's a pretty good one.
Lumberjacks Danny says Mute Bath. Am I missing that one? Is that an entry or is that? What is that? What's Mute Bath? Mute Math, I think is the band name. Mute Math? Yeah. To Mute Bath. Yeah. Like a deaf person having a bath and cleaning themselves. That's not a deaf person, a mute person. Well, that was Dumb 41.
Oops.
Okay. Hello from Manchester, UK and Instagram. We got an audience from all over the world. And so that's good. Today we are talking about why you would ever buy Decorator's decking, correct?
I'm sure some people have reasons.
Do you think that this series has run its course?
Yep.
Are you tired of saying it the way we say it? It's like second season, we're just doing them all over again?
Like, I think the gig's up.
It's
over? I think everybody knows what's happening.
We're done for? Okay. Anyways, we do these series and these shows. And we give you reasons why you wouldn't ever buy a product and why you might. Like the pros and cons of each brand, of big brand of decking.
Yeah.
And so people sometimes ask us, are you going to do this one? It's like, no, we basically focus on the ones that we carry in the store because that's what we know. And like, obviously we'd like to promote the ones we have in the store. Not opposed to promoting other brands.
Or knocking them.
But they have to pay to play.
Really?
Sure. You're just going to take anybody that walks in the door and be like, hey, do mine now. Well, no. Yeah. So anyway, the guys who we carry products from, they get it for free. There's the bonus of doing business with us. Lumberjack Stanley says the why instead of the who. That's a good one. Anyway, before we get
too started. The what's, the where's.
Yeah, before we get too far down the path of telling you everything about Decorator's, why don't you tell us what's happening in Simcoe? Let's go. Simcoe News. I hope we have some good stuff today. You subscribed to a...
No, I didn't subscribe.
Well, I thought you were subscribing to a Simcoe newspaper.
They wanted me to subscribe. I said,
nope. You were paying to play there.
Free. I will only use free stuff. Okay.
Let's go. Speaking of COVID related today.
Speaking of free things.
Yeah.
Nature is no longer free.
As it shouldn't be.
At Blue Mountain.
Okay.
So the town of Blue Mountains has... they've decided that starting June 6th, you will have to pay $59 to have an explorer pass to use the Blue hiking trails. So $59 for adults, $49 for young adults, and $30 for youth, $19 for children, 4 and under. Can you imagine paying $20 to take your kid on a hiking trail?
So I right away was like, this is bogus. What a ridiculous thing. And then I realized if you want to go hiking in Banff, you got to pay a national park pass to get in there and do that. So is it really that different?
Right. But then what happens is you get access to hundreds of
mountains.
Yeah. And the town.
All of them.
Okay. So I don't know. Good luck with that one.
I think we need some.
There's going to be some backlash.
We need some context here from Simcoe Dex to say like.
How pretty is
Blue Mountain? Is this a town that's like deserves to be charging? Like, is it worth paying $50 to go hike through this town or next to this town?
It's a path.
Oh, he lives. Well, he lives in Blue Mountain.
No, I wouldn't do that. All right. Well, your price of decks.
Well, then he should know quite well.
Yeah.
He thinks that's a bummer. It's a bummer that you got to do that now. So even local residents have to pay that?
Everybody.
Like you live there?
$59. Thanks for walking this on my road.
This town has gone to a freemium model. You can move and live there, but now you got to pay for the extras?
Yeah. Okay. And then it looks like Simcoe County has decided that they'll do a physical distancing community cleanup.
Okay.
There seems to be a push for this in the neighborhood where I live, like in the greens. There, people are like, yeah, we got to clean the greens up. Let's do a community cleanup.
So it's been much less organized in Harbor Landing where I am, but there's been people. So it started with people going out and picking up garbage on their walks. They would take their little grabber things. A couple families were doing this, and people were seeing those people doing that, taking pictures, posting the pictures on the Facebook page to say, like, kudos to whatever family this was that was doing this. That's so great. And now everybody's going to, everyone wants to be discovered picking up the garbage. So now there's people all the time out there picking up garbage.
Has anybody thought
and
about
then they
the
get people post about
has them. Anybody thought about the unionized employees that their jobs are being taken away from them?
I doubt it.
Has it, nobody has given any consideration to these
nobody's
people.
Nobody's given two shits.
Right? But that's what they get paid for. Big money. Yeah. Almost $30 an hour to pick garbage up.
Lumberjack's Danny says next they'll charge to walk through North Central. That is probably worth charging a price of admission.
You would see some shit.
You ever been through you ever paid for a haunted house? Same idea.
Yep. Okay. And then Wasaga florist business is booming during the pandemic. Everybody's sending flowers to everybody. So we got the flowers are on point. The garbage is getting cleaned up. Honda employees test positive for COVID.
God.
And you got to pay to walk on the trails in Simcoe this week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm still waiting for Danny, Simcoe's feedback to say, like, is this worth $60? Like $60 to go one time?
I think it's a pass. I think it's like a year pass.
Oh, a year pass. Okay. Like that's, it's a little bit weird. Like if they start charging
it's
you,
weird.
If they start charging you to go walk through, if you had to pay an annual pass to walk, like to jog around the lake here, jog around Wascana Park, can you imagine? Oh yeah, no,
you
that,
wouldn't get
you
to
pay
see
$60 now for the right to run around the park.
You wouldn't get to see the police pull bodies out of there because you'd pay.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have paid. You wouldn't have paid the money to watch the police pull that guy out of the water.
So in Regina news, yeah, some guy they found a guy.
Yep,
in the lake. Not swimming actively. Like, anyway.
You brought up a pretty good point. So he like walked off the shore into the lake, but he took all his stuff off. He took his belongings off and he took his clothes off. Like he had his underwear on, but and then walked in and Shane was like, why?
Why do you get undressed?
And just go
so
in.
So he went in.
Maybe he wanted
he
the
went in willingly. Like he was, this was
maybe he
not a good situation. He decided he was no longer willing to be on this planet is how this happened with this guy. But, and you know what? Like, he must have been a short dude because that lake's not, that lake's not super.
Wow.
Deep. Like, right? Like, it's the lake's only like 8 feet deep.
Do you remember?
12 feet deep? They deepen it to what? 12 feet?
The Big Dig. But that was years ago and it's been filled up since then. Do you remember the guy? His name was Craig. And he.
Here we go.
So
we need to give this a series, like a segment name.
Didn't he drowned in a puddle down by Diefenbaker?
Craig, I knew that guy.
Yeah, I know you did. Craig.
There's a W. He's from Astoran. Craig Whalen.
Wendell. Craig Wendell.
Wendell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're like, he must be a short dude, but like Wendell drowned in 4 inches of water. Like he fell face down and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good. So.
For the love of God, let's move on to some other topic. Like, I don't know why we went there.
How does that it got really now? Sad you want to now you want to pay to go for a walk on a trail? That's a more uplifting than what we've been talking about.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get the answer from.
He's gone, so he's not watching.
Simcoe,
he got his news. He's gone.
Okay. Any Regina beer today? TimberTech Garrett says yes. Our unofficial, not sponsored, but sponsored is District Brewing out of Regina, Saskatchewan today.
Our buddy bought these for us. Kurt.
And yes, he did.
Kurt from McLean bought us beer.
Yeah, Garrett, just so you know, these were a gift from your competitor. So.
He picked a local brewery and sent beer to us.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get on with the show. We're talking about decorators today. As all, what was that?
I sent him a wink so he knows.
Oh, as always. As always, when we talk about decorators, we're talking about the Eovations lines. We sort of treat their wood plastic composites like stepchildren a little bit. Like we just, they're just like, they're there. They're fine. Right?
I have no idea how I would treat a stepchild. So.
So. Anyway, so we're not, once again, we're leaving them out of the picture. So they do have wood plastic composite lines and they're
holy
fine.
Smokes. So speaking of leaving out of the picture, here comes another Wade story. And then we'll get on to it. Okay.
Is this going to be a good one?
It'll be quick, kind of funny. So when JJ and I first started dating, it was her grad. Like we had been together for a year, maybe 2 years at university.
Yeah. So you were 40 and she was 18.
So it was like, hey, we're going to take a picture. She's actually older than I am.
That's true.
Yeah. And so we were going to do a family picture at her grad. And so we all get in the picture and it's like mom and dad and sister and JJ and me. And it was like, picture. I was like, yay, picture. And then JJ looks at me and was like, could you step out for one? And I was like, what? She's like, well, like in case it doesn't work, like I still want to be able to have a picture.
That's really funny.
And I was like, so, but yeah, I guess I could.
So, but that's a valid,
but we'd only been together for a little while. She's like, I don't want this thing ruined.
100%. My family has pictures on the wall with ex-boyfriends and girlfriends in them.
Yeah.
Because it's like they did a big family photo in 2015, whatever. And one of my cousins was dating a dude and she's not anymore, but it's like, it's the whole family. It's the last time it happened. So they keep it on the wall. And then there's a random strangers that nobody really knew in the picture. And so I get it.
Yeah. But that's part of the story.
It's clever. Isn't it? It's cold, but it's clever.
Like, isn't it part of the story? It's like,
what's part of the story?
Well, who the people were.
No, you just wish you were part of the story.
But I agree with Wade. Yeah, it's like those people were part of your life at one point. So, like,
yeah, but what if it ended badly, though?
Who cares? It ended badly. It's part of the story.
It's funny.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, this podcast is taking a weird turn today. We went through some depressing stuff that, like,
yeah, look at.
I don't even know why it went there.
Danny. No kidding, Danny. You're right. I'd pay to walk on a trail to not hear about that.
Talk about this topic.
Okay.
And anyway, so decorators. So the Eovations lines happen to be the Frontier line, the Vault line, and the Voyage line. And those are the mineral-based composite lines. And so there's a couple, there's more than one way to skin a cat here. You can build composites in a variety of ways. It just has to be composed of a couple different things to be called the composite. And so traditionally with the big brands, they make it with wood as the filler in it. And so does decorators on their wood plastic, their WPC boards. But the Eovations technology is different. They use a mineral-based filler in that product. So they call it a mineral-based composite, or MBC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big leap there.
Still following?
Big leap.
Okay, so now these boards. Okay, so let's
do you think
get
that's going to catch on? Are you going to like
MBC?
You're going to make that big?
I don't know. I'm trying to do them a solid right now and make it a thing.
Okay.
So anyways, the lines that we're talking about, they've all got, they're all made fairly similarly. Primarily, the only differences are the colors and the price points. And then with Voyage, the added traction. But let's start at the bottom. Start at the bottom now here.
Not even really the bottom though.
It's not. It's the bottom of the Eovations line.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Frontier line. What do you think? Pros and cons. Why would you buy Frontier ever?
So I think that their gray Summit is a really good gray. It's like, it's one of my favorite neutral grays.
It's funny that you say that. I was thinking the same thing. We've never talked about this, but it is a very,
it's
nice
impossible
gray
to think that we haven't talked about this because we talk about everything.
Right.
So, I don't know. I've seen it in the last couple of weeks. More people seem to be pulling that board off the wall and we're comparing it to other grays. And it's a good one. It is a really, really neutral gray. And I like that color.
And it's a light color gray. It's much lighter color than most than other competing grays. And so it does stand out a little bit. It's a little bit brighter on the wall.
Yeah. So probably cooler to the touch.
What's it called?
Summit, I said.
Okay, good. I was testing. I didn't hear you say it. I wasn't sure if you said it. But
no, that's like week three of the season. I'm ready. I'm good now.
Fired up. What are the other two called?
I don't know that.
Woodland and Prairie.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Yeah. You guys will remember that.
Those are the Browns.
Yeah.
In that line. So I agree with you, though. That gray is a very nice, neutral, light colored gray. And I catch myself looking at it sometimes.
Yeah. So I don't tell my wife about it.
Don't tell her. Don't find out about it. But I don't tell Tundra that I've been looking at Summit.
That meme is so good, right? Where the guy's like walking hand in hand with his girlfriend and it's like whatever it is.
Yeah, Pebble, Summit.
Pebble Gray, and then Summit's back here. Yeah. It's like, Summit.
That's funny. So anyways, that line is fine. What are the drawbacks? The only real major drawbacks to that line is the fact that it doesn't have any streaking to it. There's no variegated colors.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
that's
solid
okay.
colors. But like sometimes that's what people want. They want the painted board look. Well, or they want to save a little bit of money. And so
yeah, it's entry level, right?
And it's the only one that... It is actually a fair bit cheaper than, like, it's about, I would say, 60 to 70% of the cost of the Voyage line. So it's a significant discount to go to that. And you still get most of the benefits of the Voyage line. But the Vault and the Voyage lines are much closer in price. It's tough to, tough to justify the difference in price on those lines, maybe a little bit more. So
especially because you get to, like, it's then kind of a higher price point. And so in our store, what is it, like $639 and $699 or something?
$609, $669
per
foot. So in the States, it's probably fours.
60 cents at the $6 mark is like, well, those people, the people that are at the $6 mark don't care about the 60 cents.
Right. That's what I mean. It's not differentiated enough that it's going to change people's purchasing decisions based on price alone. It would just be a straight up color play. Because if you look at some, so are we moving on to Vault? Is that what's happening right now? Right.
What before tell our me eyes? About the other. Tell me about the other colors: Prairie and Woodland.
Prairie and Woodland. So Prairie's like the light brown. Woodland's a dark brown. Like it.
I like them because so at entry level, that's the thing. They're not entry level boards. They're mid price point boards, I guess. Right.
Mid tier. Yeah.
They seem to have better traction than a lot of the other mid price point boards, right? Like a comparable one would be Fibron Sanctuary, same
yes.
price point.
Yeah, much better traction.
So better traction, better impact resistance, no expansion contraction. That's the line though, right? Like that's Ovations.
All of Ovations.
Yeah, whatever.
All of you know what? It's not even a word. That's not my fault. They made up a word.
And then you just
expect.
You perfected it like 3M.
MCB, Mineral MBC. Mineral-based composite. Close.
So far, you're over 3 on that.
So the whole line has the benefit of really good traction, really good strength to weight ratio. Like, it's strong stuff. You can hit it with whatever you want. You're not going to break it. And it's very limited on the expansion contraction. The thermal stability of it is quite, quite good. Like, best in class.
Industry.
Best in industry.
Industry.
So there's definitely some benefits there. It can be installed in water, in the ground, wherever you want. These are things that apply to the whole Eovations line.
Yeah. Great place to put a deck is in the water.
Yeah, well, maybe you're from New Orleans.
Wowzers. But it's not too soon. That happened a long time ago.
And if you chose to rebuild there, then it's just, then you might want to.
Then you have to use this.
Yeah. It just might make the insurance claim a little bit smaller next time.
Yeah. Danny, we did throw axes at the Ovations boards.
Okay. So that's the what line? Frontier line.
Frontier line.
And
sounds good. It's like they charged out west.
It's fine. Mid price point, like a decent price point. All the benefits of the high end stuff.
I'm going to start showing that one more. We should stock Summit.
Fine.
New plan.
Okay.
It's a great color.
The
only thing I don't like is this. The thickness of these boards because they don't play well with others.
Yeah, they're a little bit thinner. They're 7/8 of an inch thick, so they don't line up well with other commonly one inch deck boards.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
On to the Vault line. Now, Vault is a variegated color line, and so it's got the cathedral graining. We've talked about this on our videos before, so if you go onto YouTube and look at the decorators' videos we've done, you'll know what I mean by the cathedral graining. It's all arrow-shaped grains pointing one direction.
Yes.
And it's some beautiful colors in there. Well, I don't know. Maybe I've really slagged the one color hard.
Yeah. And then people pull the trigger
and
on that.
I sold some of it, so I guess maybe I take it back. But they've got a color called Mesquite.
Eat crow, you.
Yeah. Or sorry, Hickory.
Hickory
is
and
the
Mesquite.
One that, and Mesquite's the darker one. And then they've got a color called Dusk, which is like a bluish gray one, which is actually quite a nice looking board. And there isn't really a bluish gray in the Voyage line. So sometimes people will, like, those colors are pretty unique. They're not in the Voyage line.
Well, I thought you were for sure going to say the color spectrum of the world. There's not many that are like that in any line.
Yeah, they're pretty unique colors. Yeah.
Like Mesquite, Dusk.
Yeah.
I don't know of any of them that I would say, oh yeah, that's like.
I'm actually surprised we haven't. I think people are really getting away from those bluey grays.
I'm actually
surprised we haven't. Nobody's pulled the trigger on the Dusk yet this year.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've showed the Vault line in the store. We've never showed the Vault line before. We just had Voyage on the shelves last year.
Did
so
you say
Frontier,
showed or would you say shown?
Shown. Sean.
Nope.
We shone it.
Shone a light on it.
Shone a light We're on it. We're shining it downstairs right now. So shown? I thought that we would, that people would be attracted to that Dusk a little bit more than they have been, because they haven't been at all.
Yeah.
And
but we should have
a few
known
years
that.
Ago, the blue grays would have been.
No, you brought in that color from Wolf. We brought in, what is it, Driftwood?
Mm-hmm.
From Wolf?
Yeah, same thing. Just kind
of
like.
Didn't sell any of that. It's too blue.
5 years ago would have crushed, and now the bluish grays, people are a little bit timid.
Yeah, it's like, meh.
So, but this line's great, though. It's the exact same, outside of the coloring, it's exactly the same as the Frontier line. You're going to get that same expansion and contraction benefit, the same traction, the same strength, the same thickness. Everything's the same. It's just the coloring.
You know what else I like about it?
What?
That the back of the board is pretty similar color to the front of the board. So when you're doing privacy walls.
Yeah, so that's...
You don't have to put in a bunch of effort to make it like super patterned and grainy, et cetera, on the front to make it look like the front of the board. It just has to not look like crap on the backside.
Yeah, just not exposed core.
Yeah. That's really good, actually.
Yep.
Yep.
No, it's good. Because it's not... It is embossed a little bit. It's got like a ribbed embossing on the back, not wood texture, but...
For her pleasure.
And but anyways, it's a great line. It's three colors. It's not a big line either, but what's the knocks? I don't know what the knocks are. It's really good stuff. Like the only knock, I guess, would be the choice of graining, but this is an aesthetic thing. So the knock being that, like, because of the cathedral graining pointing one direction, you kind of got to be cognizant of that when you're installing it to make sure it's all pointed the right way or randomize it or whatever.
Yeah, that's super subjective, right?
It is, yeah.
Because some people love that. They're like, oh, that looked really good.
Yeah.
They're wrong, but like, that's what they might think.
And so on to these all carry the same warranty. They've all got the 25-year straight up like fade, stain, structural, and installation warranty.
You know what else Labor I really warranty, like about their warranty? It. Yeah.
What?
The installation warranty. That it doesn't apply to the guy who spends the most money.
Right.
It doesn't apply to like, you had to fill out this and go to that and do all of these crazy things. It's like, install it the way we tell you to install it. Whether you're a DIY customer or a contractor, it's just do it this way. We'll warranty the board. That's the best.
Right. Yeah, it's because of that, I think it's probably the best warranty in the business, in the industry. It's not the longest, and that's what people hear and see and promote. And it's like, oh really? This one has 50 years on it. Yes.
Yeah, if it's installed by a guy who does $55,000 a year and only uses this super special fastener that's three times as much as the other one, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, they have the most lenient warranty as far as what they're going
to... You need a three-legged unicorn to put it on and then walk on it after it's done, and then the warranty is yours.
Yeah.
It's like,
so I really, really like that. That's not to be understated, because it's a big thing. It's kind of like if you bought a car, there's a big difference between buying a car that has an 8-year warranty and then a car that has a 10-year warranty. And you're like, I would rather get the car with a 10-year warranty. Yeah, unless the 10-year warranty didn't cover the mechanics time.
Yeah.
You just got the parts covered.
Yes.
Then what?
That's it.
Right? It's like, it's way more of a complete coverage.
Yep.
So I think that's fantastic. And 25 years is still a long time. The framing's not lasting 25 years. You're lucky to get
unless you put G tape on top of it.
Sure,
but even at that,
or steel or whatever. There's some things you can do.
But 25 years, like, I don't know. Lots of people change their spouses after 25 years. They for sure going to want to change their decking. At least 50% of people do.
Whoa,
that's true.
You did. I did. Not this one though. I think I went for the 50-year one this time.
This one's a lot better.
Lifetime structural on her, though, so she breaks down. It's like... Garrett likes that one. So the Voyage line. Now we're into the Voyage line.
Creme de la creme.
I might catch some shit from this, but I really think that this is one of the best products out there.
You don't have to worry about catching shit from that. Nobody paid for us to do this.
Correct.
So that's why we don't get paid to do things like this.
I've seen people refer to this because Deckers is really starting to gain some traction with the contractors all over the continent. And a lot of the, I've seen this comment said before, and it almost seems true, is that some guys are saying this seems like the new technology of composite. It makes the other traditional wood plastic composites seem like old generation stuff again.
Yes.
And so in the same way that traditional composite that wasn't capped became kind of the old version of composite when capped composite came out.
Yes.
Now this is kind of like, oh yeah, this is an improvement on the technology again. And this even makes kind of like capped composites seem a little bit like last generation. And it's hard to argue with that.
Yeah. And like give up traction, just the expansion and contraction alone for me is that's making the change.
It's a big thing. Yeah.
It's like, how do you fix
it? Because it's such a big miter. Problem with all the other ones. That's the problem.
Yeah. And everybody who loves PVC likes it because it looks good and it's light and easy to install and blah, blah, blah. And it's like the struggle is always miter or not miter, miter or not miter. And it's like, well, this would change that.
And see, and the thing is until a product comes out and actually addresses it and changes it, it's a wash in the industry. People come in and be like, does one get less hot? Nah, they all get hot. Oh, okay. So then they dismiss that. They're like, oh, okay, well, I'll just shop without considering that anymore. Yes. I thought that was important to me, but if it's not even an option. And it's the same with the whole expansion and contraction. It's like, well, does any of these, do they all expand and contract? Yeah, no, they all do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's out too. But now it's like, well, actually, no, this one doesn't really.
Correct.
Like a little tiny bit, but best in industry by far, like less than half what the next best guy is doing as far as expansion and contraction.
Yep.
So it is, it's really impressive from that front.
The other thing that I like, they use multiple fastener systems and they don't care about that. It's like, just use this one or use that one. And
they're definitely less stingy about the fasteners that you're using.
Yeah. Because it should be less stingy. These fasteners aren't,
well, they don't,
they're not doing anything to the board. They're just clamping the board to the joist.
Yeah. They just don't force you into using their fasteners, which I feel like is, and some brands are major into that. And I think that just pisses people off more than anything. Like, I know for a fact people have not used a branded decking because they were told they were forced into using that fastener with it and they would lose their warranty if they didn't, and they've changed the board. So what did, like, you didn't make a few bucks on the fasteners, but you lost the decking sale, which is the 90%
part. I know a contractor that, like, took his kit away and was like, oh, I don't need this kit anymore.
You can take this kit back.
Don't need it.
So it's an issue, and hopefully they, like, they're very clearly referring to one of them. But there's a lot of brands that say you have to use our fasteners in order to maintain the full warranty.
Yep.
So whatever. So Decorators doesn't do that. It's like, if this thing is installed correctly and with a good fastener, and doesn't matter who installs it, as long as it's done right, then the warranty is the warranty, which is fantastic. So,
yep. Now, yeah. So they've changed the game a little bit, right? It doesn't expand and contract. It's not doesn't, but it's like, it's so minimal, then you can just about say it doesn't.
Yeah. Who is it? Okay. We got some comments coming in here. And I've been ignoring them. And yeah. Bryce is sitting over there reading a book. What is happening here? I just got the finger. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I got a comment from Cascade Fence and Deck says, #team Team Decorators Heart. Simcoe Deck says, can I be on the team? What team? Team Decorators.
Holy smokes. You read that?
Well, you don't have to.
Like a half second before.
No, I know. But I was like, why is he asking?
So here's the thing.
You can just.
Here's the other thing.
It's not a club.
Yeah, you don't have to pay to get in.
You can just.
Well, you kind of got to pay to get in.
You can just do that. It's like saying, can I be part of the Slurpee club? Yeah, you just have to buy a Slurpee.
Yep. So here is what I do know about the contractors that have started using Decorators. They all just like now just install Decorators. They don't. This is like the contractor has started using that and they're like, oh man, it goes down great. It doesn't move. It's really light to carry around. It's strong. I'm in.
And this is
done deal.
This is not on any documented paper or whatever, but the feedback we're hearing from contractors quite frequently is it doesn't get as hot. Yeah. They're saying when we're working with this stuff, like when we're picking boards up, just like in the field, hands on, it's not nearly as hot as the other stuff we're used to using. And so we're eager to get testing that. I want a hot day out. I don't want to test it at 25 degrees. I want to test it at 35.
Yeah.
100 degrees outside. I want to test it then. So we're going to do that for sure.
Can't do that here because it doesn't get to 35 because now it's so windy. It's just 15 now.
Yeah.
It's so windy.
So, and there's a good question. Would wind play into that? Would wind affect the surface temperature of the deck board? Do you think?
This will be the year to test that. It shouldn't because it's ambient.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't sweat. So therefore wind shouldn't make a difference.
Correct. It's like wind chill. When you talk about winter wind chill, the only thing that actually experiences wind chill is human skin. Like your car doesn't, your vehicle doesn't.
Right.
Your vehicle is the temperature. That's all.
Just things that sweat do.
Yeah.
So greetings to you from Ingushida. I don't know where that is.
Oh, that's like where our largest following is from on Instagram.
Is that number two after? Yeah. It's in Russia. Did you research that right now? You beat me to it?
Must have been in his book.
Ingushida. Ingushisha, maybe. A county in Russia. We could have the Ingushida. Ingushida news every
Simcoe,
week.
You've been ousted.
Jace DeBoer from Decorator says Mike is on the team. Hashtag team Simcoe heart.
He's going to try and make that trend. That's
Simcoe
not
says, we started this year and what a breath of fresh air it is. I'm sure, assuming he's talking about using decorators there.
No, I think he means just started working. He's out of the house.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, he started working. I'm out of the house. What a breath of fresh air. Literally. The
quarantine's
outside.
Over. Cascade Fence and Deck says, customers just love the look of it better, period. Why put a turd on the deck? Why put a turd on a deck when you can put decorators? So that should be a quote.
That's a customer. It says right that. There. That is a
That's
quote.
From a customer. Is that a quote from a customer, you think?
Yeah.
And Simcoe was doing some heat tests today on his Instagram stories I saw. So he says, check out his feed for some heat tests today. So now let's get to Voyage. So Voyage is beautiful stuff. Like the streaking in it, it's not patterned. It's not cathedral. It's not whatever. You can install it whatever direction you want. Looks amazing. Nice variegation.
Check.
They had four colors that they came out with last year. There was an obvious one missing.
Not anymore.
And they added that this year, and it's beautiful as well. And so five color lineup, Mesa, Costa, Tundra, Sierra, and Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of rounds out the lineup. Looks amazing. Then they've got their picture frame board, which technically isn't in the Voyage line. It's its own dark slate picture frame, 21-foot grooved one side piece of genius. And so it's frequently paired with these guys as well. But the differentiator, aside from the coloring in these boards, is the traction. That's what sets it apart from the vault line.
I nearly blew my knee out the other day in Saskatoon. I went to turn on that deck.
Yeah.
And so in Regina, we have it in the showroom, we don't use it a lot. It's not that we don't use it a lot. It's just not in the main traction. Like, it's not in the main
walking
point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's at the end of the room, the edge of the room.
You have to stop. We don't want to be going through that overhead door, so you got to put the sticky stuff there.
So anyways, if we open that door up at some point and then start to go outside, it'll become a lot more, like it'll be a higher traffic area for sure. Right?
Yeah, but when you take people, because we've got display, where you didn't look like you were done there.
I wasn't, but that's okay. Okay, your stuff's important too.
Well, you can continue on. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. So
anyways, in Saskatoon, it's just like it's a better traffic area, a better flow of traffic in the store that touches
it's one of
that
the
one
first
more.
Ones you walk
yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah. And so anyways, I was on there and then the guy asked me a question about Q-Tech and I turned around and my shoe like stuck. And I was like, oh boy, I just about popped my knee out.
But we take people to it all the time because it is a common thing that people are looking for. I don't want one that's super slippery is something that comes out of their mouth frequently. And so we take them to the decorators right away and be like, try this. Slide your foot on the, you know, beside it, some other brands.
Something. Like he's laughing pretty hard.
Did the Trex deck or Fibron deck or whatever. And you get to the decorators one and they give the old like on it and they're like, oh yeah. Like it's very, very noticeable when it's side by side with some of the other options.
Yeah.
So we got a comment here that's cracking Bryce up here from Simcoe Deck says, I remember Deck Expo spilling beer all over the display and the traction was unreal. And that's a real use case scenario. You're going to spill some beers on your deck.
We need to talk about why you're spilling beer. You right. need to treat that stuff better.
I tried to lick it off. My tongue bled, though. So it's unbelievable traction on it. Now, the Vault and the Frontier lines, they are actually also really good traction on them.
Not as good as the Voyage.
No, not.
But better than the competitors.
Right, that's what I mean. Compared to other ones, it would still rank in the tops compared to most composites. But Voyage is in a whole other category. Because the traction you're going to get from most capped composites like a Trex or a Timbertech or Fibron is like average at best. Like even the best ones are kind of like 5 out of 10.
Yep.
But a lot of them are very slippery. Yep. Like Fibron's, you know, Horizon line or whatever, that's a, if there's a 1 on the board, it's probably that. 1 or 2 out of 10 is very slippery.
Yep.
So the traditional capped composites they're ranking between like 1 and 5 out of 10 on the traction scale.
Yes.
When you get into the PVC products like Timbertech, AZEK, or Wolf, or Clubhouse, then you're getting up into
Paramount.
Eights, right? Like the 7, 8s. Yeah. And that's probably where Vault is also playing, and Frontier, kind of in that 7 to 8 for traction.
Yes.
Then you get to this Voyage, and it's hard not to say that this is a 10. I don't know that you'd want it any more grippy than this.
What I can tell you is I have never found decking that has as much traction or comparable traction to this, PVC or not.
Right.
I have not come across one.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We live a sheltered life, but like I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So best in class traction, best in class strength to weight ratio. And part of that, to expand on that one a little bit, it's strong as hell, but it's also light as hell.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense to me. And I actually handed some samples to a guy the other day in Saskatoon, and he was looking at the decking, and he was a DIY guy, and he was a little bit older. Like, he wasn't my age, but he was older.
So he not many years left. He probably just did a treated deck.
And I handed him a competitor's board, and I handed him the Tundra one. And he was just like, well, this is significant. And I was like, that's a 2-foot board you're holding. So imagine, like, you're carrying 20 footers across there, right?
Yep.
And so he was going to have to carry that stuff by himself onto the deck. And he was like, huh, I'm not going to lie. That's a bit of a factor for me. I don't want to be carrying like really heavy boards all day. So, and then he thought he should change his framing if he was going to use the other one. He thought it was that different.
That right? He should tighten up his framing just to be able to support more weight?
Yeah. The other guy's board was like, I don't know that I actually believe that.
So that's a real thing if you want to get to the nuts and bolts of it, is that the load of the decking on the framing would be a lot higher with a composite.
Absolutely.
So I know that we had heard from mostly from decorators or from other people for a while that it's like, oh yeah, the weight of the decorators is about the weight of a PVC. And I was like, really? How's that possible? It's like, it's so dense and so strong. And
it's got stones in it.
But when it actually played true for me was when we were cleaning up from our home show last year.
Yeah.
Didn't do those this year.
Yeah.
And we had identical size component piece decks built. And one was Decorators and one was Clubhouse and one was Trex and one was Fibron. So you had two composites, you had one PVC and you had Decorators. And we had to pick those up and move them after.
Yep.
And so you pick up the Trex one, heavy, heavy, heavy. Picked up the Fibron one, heavy, heavy, heavy. Picked up the Clubhouse one, noticeably lighter.
As expected.
Picked up the Decorators one, I believe a little bit lighter than the Clubhouse one.
You hit yourself just in the chin. Bit. I remember
just
this.
Bam! Oh, bit my tongue. haven't been the same since. but even versus the PVC, it felt like just marginally less. Like not as big of a gap as between composite and PVC, but
yep.
A little bit of a gap. So it's at least as light as PVC.
Yeah.
So very light to work with. Very strong. Looks great. Doesn't expand and contract. Has major grip on it. Can be installed anywhere. Has a fantastic warranty behind it. It's consistent too, right? That's maybe an understated fact you don't ever hear about. They don't talk about this. The width of the boards.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a guy who's very picky on this, one of our contractors, installing with the camo edge clips, and he had done the whole deck and clamped it down. And he's like, it's the combination between the clips and the width of the boards is very consistent. He's like, we put down whatever it was, 20 feet of deck and clamped it all tight, didn't do a single thing, and it was like under a 16th of an inch difference from one side to the next, having it all clamped together. And sometimes you just like some brands, you know, there's a variance, and it's like the board's 5.5-ish, could be a 16th less, 16th more.
Yeah.
But this seems to be very consistent from the feedback we've gotten too. So, and doesn't like the board's always flat. You don't ever see like kind of cupping or twisting as much as you may on some brands. So it's very stable that way as well.
So
there what are the knocks? Like this whole series is about giving people the pros and the cons.
Distribution.
Getting it.
Yeah. And that's like, that's not like a knock at like our distributor. It's a knock at like, it's not. It's that it's not out there everywhere. And so like we've had people message us before from like they're in California and they're like, what should I use? I'm out on the blah and I got to do this. And it's like, oh, you should use Decorators. And they're like, oh, I don't even know what that is. Where do I get it? And I was like, well, talk to this guy. Cause it's just not super well distributed, but that doesn't mean that it won't be. It's just that it isn't there yet.
Yeah. So that can be a problem for some people. Actually, Simcoe just brought up one that I should have mentioned before, because this actually is cutting. It's not the funnest. It's not easiest stuff to cut or even the Cortex plugs aren't maybe as fit quite as cleanly with it as they do with PVC products.
Correct. Nothing fits as good as PVC.
No, but I mean, fairly minor thing. I mean, cutting it, it does tend to gum up a little bit in the ends. Like your cuts aren't quite as clean off the ends because it does tend to like burr or kind of fray the plastic a little bit on
and
the end.
And I don't mind
file it or whatever,
that. Like the cutting, I don't mind the cutting on the miter saw, cross cutting. But if you run that thing down a table saw, that's terrible. Like if you had to rip a board, it really piles up. Like it gums up the feed and everything. And so that's no good.
So yeah, if there's a knock, that's probably it. And that would apply to the whole line because it's all made the same way with that mineral-based filler in it and whatnot. I assume that's why it's happening. But
like Cascade had said, just get just go to a 24 tooth instead, right? He was like,
a more aggressive blade.
Yeah.
You want to avoid the heat.
And smash the saw down. Fire it up. Wham. Yeah. Done. Move on.
Yeah. I mean, if you could find something with two teeth, like maybe your mom or something that can maybe just chew the board off, that'd probably be a little bit cleaner. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
So if there's a knock, I suppose that's it, right? I suppose that's it. From a performance and looks and whatever else, I don't know. I don't know it's just really good stuff. I don't have any complaints.
Yeah. So I believe that we've said that it's like across the, it's the best board. It's the best board. And you said it in a different way, but it was like best in warranty, best in traction, best in,
Yep. So Jace DeBoer from, he's works for Decorators, for full transparency on the Instagram here, says, fewer teeth, more aggressive blade, cut the beauty side down. That'd be a tough thing for me to get used to, cutting that down.
Well, so I did that when I was doing cabinetry. You always had to cut finish side down, so.
Yeah, like your melamine and stuff?
Yes.
Or anything laminated like that? But I would say it different in
melamine? Yeah.
Mellow yours. So there's some tips for doing it. Aggressive blade, cut the pretty side down if you want to do that. Sure. So we've also did a really cool thing. We melted one of these sons of guns.
You lit it on fire.
We've got a new series on YouTube called Dextruction. You edited that pretty cool. I'm Shane Chapman and this is Dextruction. It was like, you did some things there. That wasn't actually me on the thing. Sounds like it could have just been. I could have saved you some time there. But we have a new series on YouTube called Dextruction. And what we're doing, this is not for learning. Okay?
Yeah, it is.
Is it for learning?
Sure it is. You have to know what's going to happen. When your house lights on fire, you got to know if you got a deck left or not.
If your barbecue falls over and doesn't turn off, you need to know what's going to happen to my deck.
That's right.
So this series, I tell you, boy. We're having fun shooting it, I think, and I think you should have fun watching it. It's supposed to be interesting. So we've got the first round of tests we did was we put a propane torch on these things and see, like, what happens to these things? Do they flat out melt? Do they burn? Do they start on fire? Do they smoke off? What do they do? And as we found through the first few tests, they all do burn a little bit differently. So, but Decorators, though, the Voyage, it was Voyage we used? No, it was Mesquite.
I thought you used...
Or maybe it was Hickory, actually. I burned Hickory. I was like,
yes,
feel the burn, bitch. And so I was like, that color needs to
I thought
to
you
die.
Went after hickory because it was wood. And you thought maybe like the hickory is a wood, right? Maybe it would burn.
Most
better.
Of the boards are named after wood, a lot of them. Not just Decorators, but everything. But
or Tundra.
And so
or Sierra.
We fired it up and
or Kaya.
We burned it. Well, Kaya is.
Kaya is wood?
I think it was a wood, some African, some other wood thing. Okay. And so it was hickory and mesquite. And what else we got? The other ones aren't.
Yeah, Prairie, Summit, like Woodland.
So we put the torch in this thing, and it actually melted a lot. It didn't really, it did catch fire a little bit.
It looked like a s'more. It melted into a
pool of itself almost. And some of the other ones that we did didn't do that. They would start on fire. They didn't melt as much because there's wood in them. So they would kind of char. And even some of the PVC ones just like charred and got flaky. So it, like they all burn a little bit different, which is neat. But that's not what we're stopping this thing. Right, Bryce? We got some stuff lined up. And so fire is just the first one, man. We're going to like, and if you guys have any ideas on how you want, like what we should do to these things.
Dynamite.
I want to hear about it. But like for sure there's going to be some bullets involved.
We should get some dynamite.
This is the coolest thing ever, but you're going to have to check this out. There's going to be some airbags involved. I'm looking forward to that one so much. Some airbags. What else are we going to do? We threw axes one time. Danny mentioned this in the Instagram here. We threw axes at decorators. So when we first brought on the Voyage line last year, the people from Decorators, Jace and
Shannon.
Shannon is the Canadian rep. Jace is, what is it, like director of marketing or?
He's like
brand.
I think he pretty
product
much.
Matter, I don't know what he is.
As far as I understand, he runs the whole company of decorators.
Right, and so they made a trip to Little Regina, and we spent a couple of days hanging out, and we ended up at axe throwing at Lumberjacks in Regina, and which is Danny works there, and so we ended up there because the whole thing was you guys hit this stuff with sledgehammers all the time at these trade shows. How about an axe? We were already throwing axes. Somebody go back to the store. Get a decorator's board. Let's go. We'll put it on the wall. We'll throw axes at it. So we did. And it was hard to pierce. Like, we got axes into it for sure. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty strong stuff, even with whipping axes at it.
Yep.
But eventually, we got a few to bury into it, and we started chewing it up. And then we decided we should try to split the board. So this was actually before decorators was a thing, or just extraction was a thing. We were
already doing it.
We were already there. We were doing it before it was cool.
Yeah.
And so we pounded axes into the middle of this thing and tried to split it apart to see like the fibrous nature of it.
Yes.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah. You tried to like rip it into 7/16 instead of 7/8, right? You're like,
yeah. So here's some people are giving some suggestions here. Oh, hydraulic boy. Press. That's something we've been talking about wanting to line up as a hydraulic press. I don't know where we're going to go find one of those, but we're going to work on trying to do that.
At Kinetic. Where we get our tires changed.
Would they have one?
Oh yeah.
For what?
Pressing metal.
Okay.
Maybe we could get a hold of Evraz. They'll have a press for
Throw
sure.
Throw axes at it. We could do that again for sure. Freeze it. We've talked about that. We have the idea of
glycerin.
Liquid nitrogen and see if we can blow these things up with cold. What else here? So there's a channel on Insta for it. There's a channel on Insta for it? I gotta check that. Sousa has asked a good question here. And so maybe Jace can answer this question because Sousa Outdoor Living on the Instagram says overspray and stain drips, ease of removal. This is something that I've wondered a few times myself and I've never asked a question, but because of the really like grippy, rough nature of the top of this board, I feel like this wouldn't clean off as easy as Fibron. That's a slippery board and a smooth surface. Like if you slop some ketchup on this, is there any chance in hell you're wiping it up? No, you probably do have to get the garden hose out or a brush or something to get it off there.
Yeah.
I feel like this would just like not clean as easy.
Yes.
So is there a knock? I don't know. Jay says, you can't break it. I promise. I want videos of your worst. So I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't tried to like clean this off to see, but that's my gut feel is that.
That would be pretty good. Like just for your deck shop shorts, you could do like what kind of cleans up. Pour ketchup on it, wipe it off.
Sure.
And do between
Let's
all
four. Let's do that, Bryce. Let's
four or five of them. Because that's a real thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And do it on four brands or five brands or whatever.
So here we go. The competing rep from TimberTech says it actually cleans very easily. Don't tell anyone I said that. So maybe a non-issue, I guess.
Cleans Is that what you have on your deck? I put it in before I was here.
So honesty is key, Garrett says, one of the contractors in here. And it's like, yeah, they're used to earn brownie points with just being honest about stuff, which is good.
Yep.
So tune in, go to this YouTube channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit the notification button because you're putting up videos pretty steadily now. And so did you publish the TimberTech one today? Are you doing that today? I'll do that today. Yeah. Garrett, TimberTech. We're burning the next one. It's TimberTech Whitewash Cedar. It's a good one.
Oh, because we had so many samples of it?
Yeah.
Nobody has taken a sample since you sent that to us.
Yeah, it wasn't as popular. Very cool. That one stayed cool on our heat test because it's white. But we'll get that one posted today. The Dextruction featuring the TimberTech Legacy line. We're going to burn it. Burn and eat it. So subscribe to that and follow us on Instagram. You got anything else?
Best board.
Best board what?
In the industry.
This is. Oh, didn't somebody ask a question about our favorite color and least favorite color from the Voyage line? It's in the question thing. Right. That came through. We got a couple. We got a couple I didn't know this thing worked like this anymore. Look at these little questions things here. Simcoe Desks asks.
No, he's out back in the decks now.
Favorite Voyage color desk. And dun, 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 least favorite. My favorite color on Voyage. It's a tie for me between Tundra and Kaya. And I honestly think those should be used together on a deck somewhere. I think they look really cool. For a gray and a brown, they look really cool together.
Yeah.
Which is not common, but I think it looked great. Yeah. So that would be my two favorite. My least favorite would probably be Mesa. How about you?
I think my favorite is Tundra.
Okay.
And my least favorite is Costa.
Don't like the Costa, hey? Not surprising to hear that... Costa and Mesa are the least popular ones. They don't move as much, but they always look good when you see people using them. I actually really like area. Costa like with Dark Slate.
I think if I lived in Arizona, I think I'd have a different opinion about that.
Because of the names? Is that why?
Well, no, just like the color of the houses and
the feel of the board. Sean from Premier Outdoor Living has done a deck in Costa and Dark Slate, and maybe the guys at Cascade did too. I don't recall, but it looks really good together. Yeah. I really like that combo.
It's over. What happened?
And your phone died. Can I share it IGTV? I can do this. Hold on here. We just got to do this. And oh boy. Oh boy. I'm not sure how that's going to work here. Let's not even bother. We won't bother posting that video.
Why?
I'll download it then. There was another question that came in there. I feel like we should get the Instagram running before we answer it because that guy's in there waiting for our answer or for our, for our answer. What else you got, Wade? Talk to me while I'm doing this. I'm trying to get the technology going back here.
I want to change the color of the decking on my house. And I've been thinking about this for a while. And I wonder if I should try that Costa and Kaya. I did Winchester Gray on my deck. And I don't know why I did that. My house is brown. And so like I stepped back and look at it and was like,
your house is brown?
Yeah.
I thought your house was basically dark slate. I thought your house was like a bluey gray.
No.
That's why you did Winchester. No. I just made that assumption, I guess.
Nope, I just did Winchester gray when I did
and
it
actually, yeah,
I was
you're right.
Shopping somewhere else.
Not that I doubted that you were right about the color of your own house, but now that I think about it, it is gray. But I always just thought that Winchester gray was the one.
Yeah, brown. So anyways, I might change it because I do like that. I like it a lot.
So the second question that came in, and hopefully he's gotten back into the Instagram so you can hear this by now, but it's ideal gap spacing for composites. What?
Oh, yeah.
Press this?
Yeah.
Boom.
Holy Lord, look at this. Costa and Kaya says Simcoe Dex. That's a good combo. I've seen that one.
Yeah, is that what I said? That's what I said, Costa and Kaya. That's what I want to do.
Oh, I thought you were talking Tundra and Kaya.
No, Costa and Kaya, because this is too gray.
So I want to see somebody do Costa or Tundra and Kaya. Challenge, Mike. We don't build them anymore, so we don't have the chance. Ideal space. This is amazing, this whole thing. So you have to post that ahead of time as a story asking for questions. And then you can just go to them from a live. This is automatically linked if you do it within the same 24-hour period.
The internet's strange. So creepy.
Right?
That's why I posted it today.
Well done. Well done, little guy. Ideal gap spacing for composites. So this is
3/16.
Fine.
Moving on.
I agree with you. I think that's the ideal gap too. Now, if you're going to look at something like Trex, they require the quarter inch gap. They want you to do a quarter for ventilation purposes and whatever. Products such as Deckers, you don't need a gap at all. Or PVC boards, you wouldn't technically need a gap at all. Like you can put them tight if you want. But then you don't have anything falling between the deck. Seeds from trees, rocks off your shoes, nothing. You want a bit of a gap to allow stuff to fall
Sunflower through. Seeds when you spit them out.
Sure, whatever, right? So 3/16 is a wide enough gap that lets most things through, but not so wide that you're like, that you really see the joist below a whole bunch.
My high quarter heels inch, get stuck in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Quarter inch seems to be, it just looks a little bit too wide to me. And 3/16 looks just right to me. So So, and I think most people agree when you show them in the showroom, like this one's quarter inch spacing, this one's 3/16, they're always like, oh, I like this one.
Yeah, I don't know that I give people a fair shot at that though, because I tell them that the 3/16 is a nicer spacing and then I show it to them and then they agree with me.
Fair enough.
I should probably do a better job of that.
Changes everything up there. Simcoe Deck says whatever camo edge is, which happens to be 3/16. So that was all the questions we had through this nifty little tool here, but we're going to have to use that a little bit more often, hey?
Sure.
I think.
As soon as Bryce starts doing his job.
Pretty interesting stuff. So that, the new...
zing!
The new, well, he doesn't work for free and we hadn't paid him for a while, so he probably was on a bit of a strike.
Yeah, how's that going for the refinery guys? What?
Not well. One more big question, big comment here from Jace. Also, decorators, MBC decking can be, let's see, he's going right to the to the marketing.
That's Shane's guy. Idea.
No, it wasn't. It's his idea. Decorators, MBC decking can be installed in ground or less than 6 inches from the ground. Perfect for rooftops or near the ground level decks.
So in the States, they say that roof, but up here, Shane says rooftop.
Rooftop.
Didn't see that coming.
We mentioned that it can be installed anywhere. In the ground, in the water, doesn't matter where it goes. It can be installed anywhere. But he did make an hashtag.
That sleeper's awesome.
Yeah, we should talk about that, the sleeper. So they also make a, what?
You think he was like sleeper, like he's a sleeper in the industry? Like you always drive your cars, there's stealth cars that were super fast. And it was like a sleeper car.
Probably.
This is it. Play on words. Good play on words.
Most people listening to this probably know what a sleeper is. For those that don't, a sleeper is basically, the reason it's called a sleeper is it's when a piece of generally 2x4 is laying down.
It's a Cavalier with a Corvette engine and that's a sleeper.
And it's acting as a shim to get boards up off the ground. And so typically what people use was a 2x4 laying on the ground, laying flat. That was a sleeper to kind of create an air gap below what you're installing on top of it.
And also so you didn't penetrate the roof.
Right. And so the decorators company has come out with it's been out for a bit, but a sleeper made out of the same Eovations material. So it's 1.5 by 1.5 square board to be used as a sleeper. And the reason that's
some would call it a 2x2.
2x2. The reason that's awesome is it's doesn't have any wood in it. It can be put, it won't rot away like a 2x4 wood laid on flat.
You know what
sitting
else?
Sitting flat in the ground or flat in a rooftop where it's going to stay moist.
Don't moist talk though. So what else is really good about it is it's stable. It doesn't move around a bunch, right? Because it's that same Eovations product.
Yep.
And so it's not going to expand and contract and shear screws off.
And what's kind of cool about it is that they actually did it. It's got a split personality. It's gray on one side, brown on the other. So if you're using gray decking, you could put the gray side up so it kind of matches your decking.
And nice. Jekyll and Hyde.
Sure. And yeah, it's a really good product. So Simcoe Deck says need a taller sleeper.
Why?
Sure.
Why?
Like, could you just run them the other way?
No, they're 2x2.
Right, but like do them in like a crisscross.
Totally crossed out.
Cross it out. Make it taller.
So you run them 12 inch on center this way and then hatch it, turn run 12 inch on center.
Sure, that would get you a bit more tall. What I think sometimes has been needed is a not as tall sleeper.
Yep.
Like a 1 inch one.
But the fasteners are no good for that.
Well, you have to have a shorter fastener, that's for sure. So
this is the hold up in this whole industry is the fastener.
Fasten two together, Jay says. That's what I was thinking too. You could just laminate two on top of each other too if you wanted. So figure it out.
That was the one that broke me.
Okay, this is enough of this. We're at just about an hour, and that's enough time. Otherwise, I'm going to have to send Jace a bill for extra time. We give an hour away for free, and then you pay by the minute afterwards.
Sloped sleeper is a good call. That would be pretty good.
A sloped sleeper. Sloped. That's a tough one, though, because you don't know how wide, long of a deck that's going to be going on to.
Yep, but you could,
You'd have to release shims for it to be able to shim it up and create the slope. Yeah. You can't do like a 1/6 slope or something because then what if your deck's longer than 6 and it doesn't work. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. The TimberTech video is up now on Deckstruction, so you can go watch that burn. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to the Ultimate Deck Podcast.
Ultimate Deck Podcast.
Brought to you by the Ultimate Deck Shop. shop with us at www.ultimatedeckshop.com or check us out at all the social networks we can keep up with. Hit us up for any collaboration or sponsorship opportunities. Thanks for listening.